Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. And on this podcast of Doc Weight Loss, we're going to be talking to an expert in hormone replacement therapy. This is Terry Suresh, nurse practitioner from Dallas, the Dallas area in Texas. And stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Clark again, and today we're going to talk a little bit about hormone replacement, optimizing hormones, how this potentially can help you with weight loss. We've got a national expert here. It's Terry Suresh. Say hello, Terry.
Hi. Thank you so much for the invitation. I love this. My passion is educating just like you, so this is a great venue. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for taking your day. And Terry, you've been doing this a long period of time. Give us a little bit of background on yourself. How did you get interested? Walk us through this a little bit.
Yeah, so I've been a nurse for many, many years and decided to expand my role and become a nurse practitioner. I started in women's health, actually. I was a labor and delivery high-risk gain and partum labor and delivery nurse, and then when I went to nurse practitioner school, I decided that wasn't glamorous enough, so I wanted to get into acute care. I didn't want to spend my days in an office, you know, doing pap smears and the like, and so I did emergency medicine, acute care medicine for many years. But what I found in working in the emergency medicine, acute care medicine arena is we are a very sick nation of people, and I was very bothered by the treatment modalities and the band-aiding and the symptom band-aiding we were doing. And with what we had learned and what we know as standard of care, we weren't really helping patients very well become well. You know, we have a sick care system, not a health care system. So I decided one night at 2 a.m. on my third night shift in a row in the emergency room that there's got to be something better. I was feeling very called to, at that time, open a women's wellness center. I had gone to some conventions on bioidentical hormones and bioidentical hormone therapy and became very, very interested in that. And so I opened a clinic 5 years ago in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and with no database, just kind of started following my passion, speaking, educating, and I started my clinic with creams and hormones, primarily creams, and then expanded into a much bigger arena with bringing bioidentical hormone pellet therapy back into the limelight. Pellet therapy has been around for a long time, and to be honest, I was actually losing some patients to a local OB-GYN, Dr. Gary Donovitz, who was doing pellet therapy, and my patients were like, Terry, I love you, you're so great, but this therapy works, I'm losing weight, I'm looking and feeling better than ever. And so I finally met with him and realized after a good couple of meetings the science behind, and there were some key things missing in what I had been taught and what we had been doing, and did some training with the guru out of Arizona, Dr. Gina Tatera, and the rest is kind of history. I've just implemented these therapies in my practice, and over time really pulling in the importance of other types of hormones, thyroid optimization, iodine, minerals, vitamin D, and so forth, and it's really made a huge difference in our patients.
All right. That is, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to kind of think about. Let's start, you know, not just masking the symptoms or fixing, you know, with a drug, throwing a drug at something. It's like, let's try to optimize what we already have.
Exactly.
The concept is such a, you know, such a wonderful thing. Now, people in my patient, I see a lot of extremely overweight patients, as well as some that not so overweight, just trying to get that last 10, 15 pounds off. But there are the symptoms of hormone deficiency, of not being quite right, that unoptimized, if you want to call it that, there are a lot of symptoms in that, and you see this all the time. Can you tell our listeners kind of what are some of those symptoms?
Absolutely. You know, the symptoms that, and I'll speak to women first, and then I'll speak to men, because it happens in men too, and a lot of, just like men don't realize that they go through a change in life called andropause, women don't realize that their change starts 20 years before menopause with testosterone deficiency. And testosterone in a woman, a lot of women don't even realize that we make testosterone, much less need it. But that's the first thing I like to educate on, is not only is it a powerful brain hormone, there are receptors all over our brain, the areas of our brain that's responsible for mood and thinking and mental clarity for testosterone. Women start to lose that at about a rate of 50% per year, starting at about age 30. That's a lot of loss. So by the time we get into our 40s, we're really feeling depressed and anxious and moody and irritable. We're not sleeping well at night. We're hitting a wall about 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Our sex drive is gone. We're having night sweats. And what happens in our 40s is we typically go into our practitioners and are told, well, you're just stressed out, you know, you're juggling all kinds of things. So here's your antidepressant, you should probably start. Here's your Xanax, you should probably start. Here's your Ambien, you should probably start. And it really just doesn't give us a lot of answers. And then as we creep on in towards our 50s, the misery's kind of taken up a few notches when perimenopause kicks in, the weight is coming on, you know, low hormones being out of balance increases cortisol levels, which increase insulin resistance, which increase belly fat, as you know, and type 2 diabetes risk and so forth. So it really starts in women, even some women in their 20s, it really starts in us after that second baby. If you have children, you can ask women, did you ever bounce back after that second baby? And hands down, 100% of women will say, no, that second baby, I couldn't lose the weight. I was tired all the time. I couldn't care less about intimacy and so forth and so on. So there's something about the stress on the ovaries after a second pregnancy that women go through that really shut down that testosterone production, as well as birth control pills. A lot of women don't realize that their birth control pills are actually suppressing testosterone as well. So there's a myriad of factors in women that create this phenomenon happening, or even in our 20s.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, all the symptoms for women, but as you're the symptoms on men too, that's very important too.
Yes. So men start to lose anywhere from about 10% per year production out of their testosterone starting in around their mid-30s. And so by the time they get in their 40s, it's not as profound in women, because one of the biggest mistakes that men make is they correlate their testosterone levels with their sexual performance or their sexual desire. And men rarely lose that aspect, or at least not until their levels get very, very low, like in the 200s, 100s, 300s. So an optimal range for a male in a testosterone is above 900. That's where we see not only all the symptom relief, but his risk for all-cause mortality increases for every 100 points a male falls below 900. So men can be going along with a testosterone of 400 to 500, really just feeling maybe some brain fog, not quite as focused as they once were, kind of muscle mass losing, getting that belly around the middle, but they still have a great sex drive, so they're thinking, well, it can't be the testosterone. And then sometimes if they've been watching commercials and seeing all the stuff on TV about testosterone, they may go to their practitioner and request to be tested, but when their levels come back 400, 300, they're told, well, you're in the normal range, so here's your antidepressant, here's your sleeping pill and so forth and so on. And it's a vicious, very vicious cycle for guys. Now, I will want to make this really quick note. We are seeing more and more young men coming in their 20s and in their 30s with very low testosterone levels. And there's a lot of data and literature that's supporting, and I believe it has everything to do with our diet and the processed foods and becoming very toxic. Our receptors don't work as well. So it's been pretty interesting watching this influx of young men coming through our offices with low testosterone.
Right, and part of that, you know, as we talk about here with weight, you know, that the testosterone levels dropping off earlier, we're seeing bigger and bigger people, younger and younger and younger.
Right.
And I think that it all ties in together and kind of what we don't want is just normal. It's like, well, we'd like to be optimal with all these things, and that's where we get our best health.
That is correct. The other thing, too, that a lot of patients, you know, and even practitioners aren't understanding is how important it is to have certain key minerals like A and D and K and iodine and thyroid at the tissue level optimized, because what we're finding is if your tissue level of these hormones, and D is also a hormone, are not optimized, the receptors don't work as well. So I can give you testosterone and estrogen all day long, but if you're deficient in these key minerals and key supplements, the receptors aren't really accepting the hormone to get into the cell very well. So what we're finding is when we not only optimize hormones, but optimize iodine and thyroid and vitamins A and D and K, we're seeing a much better response to the hormone therapy. They're lasting much longer on their therapy. So you really have to look at it in a holistic picture and understand, which you do because you've been through the training and you understand our approach, understand that all of these things work together and it's not just a quick fix. You can't just do one piece of it and expect to be 100% optimized.
Right. So kind of moving on to that kind of that continued, that weight loss aspect of the whole thing.
Right.
You've been doing this long enough that you're probably seeing the patients that have really kind of made that turn in their life. Yeah. They're actually, hey, I can finally control my weight. And there are lots of reasons for that. Tell us a little bit about that, and I can fill in some of that as well.
Sure. Well, in my experience in our practice, it takes a good 6 to 8 months. I always tell women, two rounds of our, you know, hormone treatments, to really start to see the shifts in the weight. And, you know, the reason that is, number one, and you can add to this too, but I always tell patients, you know, we typically didn't get there overnight. We're not going to, you know, everybody wants it to happen overnight. Well, we didn't typically gain 100 pounds overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. But your body has to be in balance and functioning optimally before you can start really seeing the weight move. What we see in our patients is their efforts at weight loss finally paying off. So we have patients that come in and say, I've done this, I've changed my eating habits, I diet diary, I exercise, they're doing all the right things, and they're, you know, plateauing it. You know, they've lost 10 pounds and they've plateaued. And what they see is when we get their hormones balanced, their thyroid levels optimized, and all of these other things, now their efforts at weight loss begin to pay off again. And so the other thing that we do that's really key is a really big detox, because oftentimes once you start a weight loss program, if you're toxic, it makes it, your body's in this extreme inflamed state from just poor eating for so many years. It often takes that detox process to really jumpstart and have the weight start to shift as well.
Absolutely. And there's lots of kind of on the cellular level and just total tissue physiology. You've mentioned kind of as testosterone goes down and cortisol levels often go up, off that affects weight. But on a cellular level, we see a lot of things that testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, estrone, the what I'll call the sex hormones, mm-hmm. at the cellular level can affect weight tremendously.
Absolutely.
One of the what I call the gatekeepers of whether you're going to store fat or not is an enzyme called lipoprotein lipase.
Right.
Lipoprotein lipase truly is the gatekeeper of fat accumulation. And unfortunately, that as the hormone levels drift down, is lipoprotein lipase actually increases activity, which then means that say your testosterone levels start to fall, and if it's women, it may be there, you know, like you said, in that mid to late 20s. And men, it may be a little bit later than that, but it's falling. So
right.
Losing that suppression of the LPL activity, and so the LPL activity is a much higher than on the cells, and you tend to store more fat.
Right.
And on men, typically they tend to store more fat around the abdomen, and for women it tends to be more on the hips and buttock area. But no matter what, that's all from the losing the suppressive effect of testosterone. For women, it's also losing the suppressive effect of estradiol, because the
Correct.
Estradiol tends to help keep the LPL activity, you know, suppressed down, and then you lose that. Now all the cells are turning on so that they're going to want to store more fat. And it's something that is very real. And so when we start optimizing hormones, we get the kind of the, whether the estradiol, the testosterone specifically though, is it's much easier to kind of lose in weight. It becomes easier. And I totally agree with you that it's gonna take some time before you really see that kick in. Sometimes people anticipate that, hey, I got my palate done, you know, 2 weeks ago. Boy, I should be losing weight like crazy now. And it doesn't quite work that way.
Now, it is a little annoying. We do see men start to shift the weight faster than women. That's just the way it is, ladies. You know, they have more testosterone pool to choose from, to pull from, and, you know, they have more muscle mass, and muscle burns fat, obviously. You know, we know that. So, you know, I just encourage that muscle build and, you know, getting on the exercise as quickly as you recommend in your program, because that'll definitely help.
Absolutely. Well, Terry, we're going to kind of wrap this down a little bit here. You've got any kind of what I'll call last pointers that you may have to send their listeners to?
You know, we have, there's several, and you know, I have so many success stories. We've treated thousands and thousands of patients with the hormone pellet therapy. We've only just integrated a weight loss program into our practice recently. My nurse practitioner that works with me in one of my practices is very passionate about weight loss, and she's kind of our guru there. But what we're seeing is so many stories after stories. There's a couple of reasons why this affects our patients in many ways. Number one, when you're depressed and moody and anxious and irritable and you can't focus and your hormones are out of balance, your serotonin levels are no good, that's when we start craving bad things and poor food. When we're stressed all the time because we're moody and fighting with our significant other, stress, of course, like I said, increases cortisol levels as well. So there's a lot of factors that hormone imbalance is affecting our psyche, which also can affect our weight. So what we're seeing, and I see in time and time again, especially in our female patients, is they get their hormones balanced, they're feeling better, their moods are better, they feel good on the inside, they want to look good again on the outside. You know, when your hormones are out of whack and you're depressed and you're moody and you just feel bad, sometimes we just kind of don't care about how we look, and we just go, well, forget it, I can't lose this weight anyway, so I may as well go for that brownie or whatever. But when they start to feel better and those symptoms are lifting, there's a mental piece there that was missing before with weight loss and just getting healthy in general overall. So we see the changes not only come from the physical aspect, but when the changes come from the emotional and the mental aspect, it all ties together. We have patients that just story after story of relationship health and improvement. We've had patients that were not doing well in relationships, personal relationships, reconnecting, reuniting. So all of those things are hormone related. And so the weight part, I have many patients who have just said, I cannot believe that finally I have found something that is helping me in my efforts. I've gotten off my antidepressant, which number one side effect of antidepressants is what? It's weight gain, right? So also, you're able to get off of a lot of these medications that have side effects of weight gain or sluggishness. You know, it's kind of exacerbating how you feel already, but you're on the antidepressant, so you really don't care, right? It's all of this together. So probably the biggest advice I give to audiences when I'm speaking or when I'm doing interviews such as this is be patient with yourself, be kind with yourself, get the facts, get with a practitioner that's going to listen to you and listen to your concerns and help you make those changes, and understand that it's not a quick fix overnight thing. It is going to be an ongoing relationship and process. So you really want to have a relationship with your practitioner that is reciprocal in communication and that really understands hormone balance and all those key things that go into play. So I really like to empower my audiences with information and just with permission to ask those questions of their providers and move on to another provider if you're not getting the answers you feel right is right for you. So kind of long answer to your question, but hopefully I answered your question.
Yes, you did. No, that is great. Now, BioT, the you can get more information at the BioT site. Is it BioT.com?
It's BioTmedical.com. There's wonderful information about what we do, the hormone pellet therapy, the practitioners that we've trained all over the country. So I know a lot of your listeners are all over the country, so they can find a practitioner near them. You're, of course, on that website for your local community. I have patients fly to me from Canada, Oklahoma, they come from all over because the therapy is really about 2 to 3 times a year. It's very doable for patients to travel if there's not a provider near them. But we have over 500 providers now across the country, so that's the best way to get the information and find a provider near you.
All right, Terry, thank you very much for taking time out of your day and speaking with us. I really appreciate it. For the listeners out there, if you want more information, you can go to the biotmedical.com site. If you want more information about our weight loss programs here, I would encourage you. Our corporate website is www.cfwls.com. And we do have the Losing Weight USA, which if you're interested in that, it's a program where I do a live webinar every week. You can ask questions. It's interactive. So I cover a topic, about a half hour topic every single week. That's losingweightusa.com for more information. And again, I'd like to thank you all for listening, and we will see you on the next podcast. Take care, everyone.